This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Lake Waccamaw officials met with the Wildlife Resources Commission today to discuss Friday's alligator incident at the lake. A 12-year-old girl was seriously injured when she was clawed or bitten by the gator on Waccamaw shores. The 12-foot gator was later killed. WRC biologists said that there is no evidence the alligator was intentionally hunting the girl. The Wildlife Commission is asking for reports of alligators that hang around docks and homes, or if they exhibit aggressive behavior. You can call 1-800-318-2401 if you have concerns about an alligator. Chabon Water customers are under a boil advisory after a water main break affected the entire town Tuesday. Some areas will have no pressure for short periods of time today while repairs are continuing. Residents are encouraged to boil any water used for human consumption for 1 minute or use bottled water. Wyattville police reported today that Serenity Tedder, a teenager who has been missing for 2 weeks, has been located and is safe. No additional information was released in the case. Thursday is Juneteenth, marking the anniversary of when the last slaves in Texas found out that they had been freed in 1865. One of the biggest parades in the area is set for Elizabethtown Saturday at 11 a.m. Thursday is the Juneteenth Community Day from 6:30 to 7:30 at West Wyattville Park. That's going to feature food vendors and a cardio rodeo. The Columbus County Juneteenth Festival is Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on East Main Street in Wyattville. You can look for food, music, educational booths, and a lot more. More than $4,000 damage was reported to a cornfield in the Wyattville area over the weekend. The owner of the property said the 3 acres of corn were destroyed. They were worth around $4,300. The sheriff's office is investigating. Legislators are considering a bill that protects parents from legal action and prosecution for refusing to allow hormone treatments or sex changes for children. Republicans on both sides of the House have expressed wholehearted support for the bill, while Democrat critics say it will endanger the lives of children who want gender therapy and transitioning assistance. Legislators are also considering a bill that would outlaw the sale of kratom, making it a Schedule 6 illegal substance like marijuana. The same bill will strictly regulate the sale of CBD-infused substances of any kind and require that buyers be at least 21 years of age. Chabon Baptist Church will have Vacation Bible School starting tonight. Now, tonight, Thursday, and Friday, it will be from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, it will be from 9:30 until 12:30. This year's theme is What a Mess, and everyone is welcome. Sheepdog Foundation will sponsor Smoke in the City, a free cookout for firefighters from noon until 2 on June 30th. All active duty firefighters and EMS are welcome to drop by the Foundation headquarters on Lee Street in Wyattville. To-go plates will be available. Everyone is welcome, and while meals are free for first responders, donations from civilians are appreciated. TNT will be the featured performers at Thursday's Music in the Alley concert in downtown Wyattville. The event is free and starts at 7 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.